It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. When I think about blessings, I automatically think about gratitude and what a former colleague once told me. Gratitude and depression cannot live in the same mind at the same moment, he said. I also think about how my gratitude is deepening for each of the blessings I've experienced. Join me this week as we consider the blessings in our lives and how we might want to honor them. Stay with me. Looking out the window at my flower beds during days of slow and steady rain brought an old hymn to mind. Written in the late 1800s, the hymn, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessings," is based on a passage from the book of Ezekiel in the Bible. The song and the verse each speak of seasons of refreshing and of mercy dropping around us like rain. Pondering that, I thought of some of the blessings that have given me strength and courage and comfort when I needed them. There were blessings I didn't recognize until long after they happened. Others were immediately obvious. Still others blessed me in ways that seemed to come completely out of the blue. Some of the blessings seemed insignificant at the time, but proved to have a lasting effect on my life. Some were on such a grand scale that I've given up trying to put words to them. And some still bring tears to my eyes and a sense of awe when I think about them. While thinking about blessings is nothing new to me, I find my gratitude for them deepening with the passing of time. Years ago, following the recommendation of a good friend, I began writing them down in what I came to call my gratitude journals. After quickly filling the first one, I started a new one. I'm currently on my third, or is it my fourth? Looking back through them shows me that despite everything else that's happening in the world and in my life, the blessings I experience far outweigh the struggles. It also intrigues me that the more intentional I become about looking for them, the more quickly I see them. And this week, I hope to inspire you to consider some of the blessings in your own life and how they've affected you. So with that in mind, and in no particular order, allow me to share with you a few of the things I'm grateful for. Who knows? They might encourage you to start your own gratitude journal. I'm grateful for being alive, and for this day, and for whatever it brings, and for everything it took to bring me to this moment. I'm grateful for surviving all the things I've been through, for the surgery and radiation that saved my life, for the medical skills of all those who have treated me, and for the ability to swallow and speak normally again. I'm grateful for stillness and the clarity of mind it offers me, and for my deepening relationship with God. I'm grateful for my three remarkable sisters, for the strong legacy our parents left us, for the recording of my mother playing the piano, and for the music that filled my childhood home. I'm grateful for poetry and art and music and dance, and for the ability to play several musical instruments, for the ability to draw and paint and write, and for the gifted artists who have taught me. I'm grateful for the peace I find at the Brazos River, and for the vast sea of grass in the Kansas Flint Hills, and for the magic of New Mexico and my friends there. I'm grateful for birds in flight and geese heading home, for the feeling of the wind on my face, for this beautiful garden outside my window. I'm grateful for the education I've received in and out of schools, and for the ability to be constantly learning, and for the people who encouraged me not to give up, and the people who continue to inspire me. I'm grateful for my extraordinary friends, and for those who genuinely love and care about me, and for each person who refused to give up on me, and for those I love and care about. I'm grateful for my great dog, Cowboy, and his unconditional affection. I'm grateful for meaningful work, and for watching people heal and live effectively, and for the ability to accept people as they are, and the ability to encourage and inspire people. I'm grateful for finally being fully in the present, and for the encouragement of mentors, and for those who have taught me how to think, and for those who accept me as I am. I'm grateful for the sound of laughter, especially children's laughter, and for the tears I've shed, and the tears of others, and for my late brother's inspiring courage. I'm grateful for the people who challenged me to grow, for the ability to challenge others to do the same, and for the generosity and warmth of my friends, and especially for my dear friend Philippe, who made me a chef. I'm grateful for Hugh McKay, who helped me heal from the inside out, for the sergeant who paid my way home from Vietnam, for the unnamed police officer who helped me, for the teacher who helped me find my gifts. I'm grateful for every storm I've survived, and for the passing clouds and for changing seasons, and for the stand of live oaks that has become my sanctuary, and for these chattering birds outside my window. I'm grateful for my parents' profound love for each other, for the role models they were for me and my sisters, and for the privilege of taking care of them. I'm grateful for my own space to work and grow and rest, and for you reading or listening to this, and for every time I've fallen and gotten back up. I'm grateful for the hospitality of some of the ranchers I know, and for the open fields I played in and delighted in as a boy, and for the fields I've yet to discover. I'm grateful for lessons learned, and for lessons still to come, and for the ability to stop and rest and heal. I'm grateful for the inextinguishable light in each of us, and for angels in human form, and for loving and being loved purely and profoundly. And I'm grateful for everything about you. You know exactly who you are. This week's two beautiful questions are meant to deepen your consideration of the blessings in your life. As you ponder them, I'll be interested to hear what arises and the ways you choose to record and honor them. Question 1. What blessings, large or small, have you experienced, and what impact have they had on your life? Let me ask it again. What blessings, large or small, have you experienced, and what impact have they had on your life? And question 2. In what ways have you acknowledged or honored those blessings and your gratitude for them? In what ways have you honored or acknowledged those blessings and your gratitude for them? As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you for joining me in these podcasts as we do everything we can to respond to life in increasingly effective ways. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios, that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.